Time for Joan Knows, as Joan Lewis, EWTN's Bureau Chief here in Rome, brings us a bird's eye view of the Vatican Week. Do stay tuned. Joan, welcome back. We're recording on Corpus Christi this week.
We are, just a little bit earlier, and Corpus Christi, of course, is always marked in Rome by a very beautiful papal event in which the faithful of Rome and around the world who are in Rome can follow, as Francis loves to call himself, the Bishop of Rome, their bishop. Well, the Pope will celebrate Mass at 7 o'clock at St. John Lateran. Which is his cathedral church as the Bishop of Rome. And then will process down Via Merulana, which is something like 1 kilometer straight, into St. Mary Major Basilica. So it's an event that is always followed by tons of people, both physically and then people who watch it on TV. And, of course, to be in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament for a prolonged period of time is a very beautiful experience. But all we have to hope is that the unbelievable rain falling, we can barely see outside the window, and that the rain that's falling now will clear up for tonight's procession. And then we've got some big events this weekend, or one big event certainly on Sunday, which we'll mention. But the rain also played a role in the Wednesday audience. Oh, my word. If our listeners happen to tune in to either look at pictures or tune in to TV and watch, of course, people get to St. Peter's Square in really early hours in the morning. I can hear them walking by in large groups and so forth. I can see them from my front window in my apartment. It was kind of an iffy day. You could see some clouds. Well, I want to tell you, I don't know what time it was, 10 o'clock or something like that, the heavens opened up, and the Pope came out, notwithstanding the bad weather. So you've got like 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square, all the umbrellas going up. It's very colorful and very, very beautiful. And the picture I posted on my blog shows all the open umbrellas, no faces, just the Pope, this white figure of the Pope, because he's standing up in the open, uncovered Jeep. And so this white figure is moving very quickly through the crowd. But he got wet. He was handed a towel or something and wiped off his face and head before he began the audience, once he was undercover, so to speak. But he did get wet. And he did not have his zucchetto on. They gave him that when he got himself all dried off. And he thanked the people for their courage in sitting there through this terrible weather. But then the amazing thing is, by the end of the audience, the sun was out. It was a little bit warmer, not real warm, because it's been a very unusual month weather-wise. And you really don't know what to expect. In the morning, it can be as, dark as a coal mine. And then by noon, you can be taking off your sweater or jacket.
He started a new series of catechesis on Wednesday, the Pope, didn't he?
The Pope began the general audience by noting that he was going to start a new catechesis, Reflections on the Mystery of the Church, a mystery we all live and of which we are part. And he looks at the church as the God's family, the community of believers, obviously. He spoke about the parable of the merciful father whose son goes off and leads a dissolute life and then comes back. And then this particular family, the father welcomes the son back. And the Pope says, this is really an image of God's plan for us. And no matter how we live our life, God is there. He's our Father. He is waiting for us to come back. He is waiting. He's there with loving open arms. He's there with the sacrament of reconciliation. So we should always think that God loves us exactly as a father does us, because parents' love, of course, is unconditional. And this is what we must always remember in life, and that the church is this community of God's children, of all of the believers. And not only should we remember to let God love us and take care of us, that is exactly what we should do for our brothers and sisters. As a matter of fact, at the end of the audience, in language greetings, of course, the Holy Father doesn't speak the other languages, but a Monsignor from the Secretary of State does. He did speak of fatherhood. Pope Francis spoke of fatherhood, and he said, "Don't forget to thank God for your parents, even if your relationship might not be so good. Parenthood is a gift from God and a great responsibility to give new life, which is an unrepeatable image of God. So don't be afraid to be parents, and be open to being spiritual mothers and fathers." So again, a very beautiful audience, and the audience, as are the Pope's words at his daily Mass, they're all enormous food for thought. And I can't help but think as I read these things that these are many catecheses every single morning at Mass, obviously the Wednesday audience, very often his reflections on Sunday. And they're catecheses, they're lessons that we can absorb. And the Pope's language is, it's for us as adults, but we can pass this on. If we want to teach our children about Mary, about God the Father, about reconciliation, about the Trinity, because the Pope spoke about that on Sunday, it's all food for thought. It's food for the soul. It's something that we can also pass on. You pass it on to your children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, whatever. It's just food even for conversation among Christians. So I think that is certainly one of Francis's biggest gifts to us, because I do hear people talking about his daily Mass. It'll just come up in a conversation, and that is very, very important. And of course, speaking of Mass, he had an amazing Mass on Sunday, visited his first parish, the Roman parish of Saints Elizabeth and Zechariah. And it's in a very working class neighborhood, the Porta, the Prima Porta neighborhood on the northern outskirts of the city. But what was so amazing, of course, the crowd was jubilant, the Pope was jubilant. He heard several confessions. And he actually gave the Eucharist to 28 children on their, 16 on their first communion, and then to 28 other children who had recently received it. So he did everything, except I think marry somebody. He did everything that a parish priest would do, and of course he's the Bishop of Rome, so these are his faithful. But he spent a lot of time talking about the Mary, actually. He talked about the Trinity, too, because what he did, he started a cute dialogue with the kids. And he would point to the crowd and he'd say, "Now, who is God?" And he'd listen while a child would answer God. And he'd say, "Yes, that's right." And then he'd ask another question and he'd go on until he got the right answer. So it was a wonderful dialogue. And you can just see the little kids just sitting there, you know, this man in white asking these questions, which I'm sure they were told he would ask. But in any event, he even said to them, "You know, now raise your hands if you know the answer, who is God?" and so forth. What I loved was at one point he dedicated part of his homily to Mary. And of course, at the end of this month is the Feast of the Visitation, the end of the Marian month of May, and when we should pray the rosary every day and so forth. But he talked about Mary going to see her pregnant cousin, Elizabeth. And as soon as she knew this, she set out in haste to meet Elizabeth. And she didn't even think, "Oh, Elizabeth will have friends who help her, so I won't go." These are the Pope's words. He said it's so beautiful to think about the Virgin, our mother. She sets out in haste because she has it within her, this ability, this desire, this love to help others. And he said, you know, Mary goes to help, not to boast and say to her cousin, "Hey, listen, I'm in charge now because I'm the mother of God." And so it's just this great dialogue. But my favorite part, the Pope names some of the Mary's names in the litany. He said, "It would be nice to add to Our Lady, to the litany of Our Lady, one that says, 'Our Lady who sets out in haste, pray for us.'" You know, not a bad idea. And I have no idea, maybe I'll find out for our next show, how one goes about adding a title to a list of litanies. I'll see what, if there's someone here in the Vatican who can share that with me. So an amazing week for the Pope, a papal audience that he got soaking wet, he seems to rejoice in everything, whether it's the warm sunshine or he's soaking wet. He just rejoices in the papacy, in being the Bishop of Rome, in being a priest. And you can see that, and he transmits that to people. We saw it Sunday, we saw it Wednesday. You're going to see it tonight, though it's a lot more solemn, the procession of Corpus Domini. Oh, and Sunday, how can we forget to mention, Sunday, June 2nd, is going to be an amazing event. What Archbishop Rino Fisichella, who heads the Pontifical Council for Promoting the New Evangelization, and Pope Benedict entrusted to him the Year of Faith, which we're in about, you know, the halfway point now or just beyond. Anyway, there was a press conference Tuesday to introduce the most amazing event on Sunday, Worldwide Eucharistic Adoration. It will be broadcast from St. Peter's Basilica Sunday, June 2nd, from 5 to 6 p.m. local time on the theme, One Lord, One Faith. And here's the amazing thing. This is historic because the cathedrals of the world will be synchronized with Rome and will, for 1 hour, be in communion with the Pope in Eucharistic adoration. And there's been, said the Archbishop, an amazing response to this initiative, going well beyond the cathedrals and involving episcopal conferences, parishes, lay associations, and so forth. And I have learned that the Secretariat of State, various Monsignori in various languages in the Secretariat of State, are calling the various bishops of the world to kind of make sure that their cathedral, if they said yes, they certainly will be linked up to Rome. And they want to make sure that in every one of the 24 time zones of this planet, that there is this link with Rome through the Eucharistic adoration. So two big upcoming events, but I know we're out of time, so we'll talk about the Evangelium one on June 16th, the Evangelium Vitae day and a half meeting with the Holy Father. We will talk about that next week. Wow. But it's been a busy week. You know, you follow this Pope, and it's like at the end of the day, you're glad you're going to bed.
Well, thanks very much, Joan. See you next week.
Okay, God bless.
And you were listening there to Joan Lewis, EWTN's bureau chief here in Rome.